Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishneh Tes. Mishneh tells us, Marchiken es hanevelos, we need to distance. Nevelos means carcasses, ves hakvaros, and cemeteries, ves haburski, and a tannery, minair from the city, you need to distance it, chamishim amma, 50 amos, in order the smell should not become a problem. Ein osin burski elo mizrachair. You're not supposed to make a tannery unless it's to the east side of the city, because of the way the winds operate, the wind will send the smell away from the city instead of towards it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Akiva says, L'chol ruach ha'osi, you're actually able to put it on any direction, chutz mimarava, except on the west. And the reason that is because it's disrespectful. The Shekhinah is in the west, that is to say, generally, even in the Mishnah, although the Gemara was written in Bavel, where the Beis HaMikdash was to the west, but apparently, Eretz Yisrael, generally, they looked at the west as being the place of the Shekhinah, even though we daven towards the east, but their location, they looked at it more as being towards the west, because when you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you enter from the east going towards the west, so the Shekhinah is considered to be in the west. Therefore, you should not put a tannery to the west of the city. So again, he says, L'chol ruach ha'osa chutz mimarava, you can put it in any direction except to the west. And even when you're not doing it to the west, as you're not allowed to, when you're doing it in the other directions which are permissible, however, a marchik chamishim amma, you still need to distance it by 50 amos.